Back in 2002, when French filmmaker Laurent Legal first read a magazine article about Burning Man, the annual late summer art encampment on the northern Nevada desert, he was immediately captivated. So he went.
I went there knowing nothing except what I read in the article. And I arrived in the desert and I was blown away by everything, by the desert by itself, by the incredible amount of creativity there, and of course the Temple of David Best.
Best is the Petaluma artist whose large, elaborate structures, made of waste or recycled materials, have become one of the main recurring elements at Burning Man.
It's building a temple that's going to be burned at the end, and you can bring offerings, you can bring photographs, moments of somebody that you lost, is so strong that through the last past decade, people cannot imagine to come at Burning Man and don't have a temple.
Just as within the fictional Naked City, there are a million stories a filmmaker might follow at the notoriously naked temporary city at Burning Man. But Legal says once he saw the temple and understood the ideals behind it, he knew where his focus would fall.
It's full of many, many stories, and I wanted to concentrate on something. I thought that David Best is an incredible character, and the story of the temple, it's amazing, because it's an expression of your spirituality, and it's beyond many beliefs or many religions going there and cherishing the idea of the art who can help you to continue your life.
Inspired by what he had seen in the desert, Legal returned home to share his enthusiasm.
When I discovered Burning Man, I went back in Paris and I said to some producers, I discovered something amazing, crazy, beautiful, strong for telling a movie.
Backers did not flock to the idea, but Legal pulled together the resources to return to California, where Best had developed a concept he called the Temple of Honor for the 2003 Burning Man. Laurent set out to chronicle its entire creative cycle.
We decided to follow the process from the very beginning to the end, from the drawing to the burn. And I was also very excited and curious to capture the moment between him and the people. There is an exchange.
All this became the basis for Legal's documentary, Burning Man, Voyage in Utopia. In the film, Laurent says he tried to capture and convey the emotional power in people's response to the temple, particularly as a vehicle for processing their personal grief.
Everybody, believer or not, you are facing the same sentiment, the presence of the absence in a way, when somebody is dying. So all those people converging in that lost desert gather all together around a piece of art, ephemeral and interactive. I found that absolutely amazing.
While Legal spreads the message of the temple's effects through his film, he notes that David Best has since taken the concept to new places far from the Nevada Playa, from Africa to Ireland.
I like this idea of interactive art born in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, can now go and encounter different people throughout this planet.